Chapter 6 Pig and Pepper. Alice went near the house.
It's very noisy,
she thought.
And they can't hear the bell with all that noise.
Alice decided to go in. In the house she found the Duchess and the cook. The Duchess was sitting on a very small chair with a baby in her arms. The cook was at the fire. She was very busy. She was preparing soup in a very big pot.
Too much pepper in that soup,
Alice said to herself.
With all this pepper, everybody is sneezing. Noisy, noisy. It's a very noisy place. The baby's crying and the cook's making a lot of noise,
Alice thought. Near the fire, Alice saw a big cat. It had a big grin on its face. Alice was very curious about the cat's grin, so she asked the Duchess,
I would like to know why your cat grins like that.
Because it's a Cheshire cat, pig,
said the Duchess. Alice thought that the Duchess was shouting at her, but she wasn't. She was shouting at her baby.
It's very strange,
said Alice.
What?
Asked the Duchess.
A grinning cat,
answered Alice.
They all grin, don't you know?
Asked the Duchess.
No, I don't,
replied Alice.
You don't know much,
said the Duchess. Suddenly, the cook started to throw things at the Duchess and the baby. All sorts of things. Pots, jars, knives. Alice was sorry for the baby.
Please be careful. You'll hurt the baby.
Don't worry about the baby. It's my baby,
said the Duchess, and she started to sing.
Speak roughly to your little boy and beat him when he sneezes. He only does it to annoy because he knows it teases. Here's the baby.
The Duchess threw the baby to Alice.
I must go now. I must play croquet with the Queen,
she said. Alice had the baby in her arms. The baby was noisy, like a baby pig. It was becoming a pig.
It's a pig,
Alice said. She put the creature down and it ran away into the wood. The Cheshire Cat appeared.
Cheshire Cat, dear,
she said in a kind voice. The grin grew bigger.
He's pleased,
thought Alice.
Do you know which way I must go?
Asked Alice.
It depends on where you want to go,
answered the cat.
Well, I don't know,
said Alice.
Then you can go that way and you'll get to the Hatter's house. Hatters make hats, you know. Or you can go that way to the March Hare's house. They're both mad.
But I don't want to meet mad people,
said Alice.
You're in the wrong place, then. We're all mad in Wonderland. You're mad too,
replied the Cheshire Cat.
How can you say that I'm mad?
Asked Alice.
Well, you're here, so you're mad,
replied the Cheshire Cat.
What are you doing today? Are you playing croquet with the Queen?
Asked the Cheshire Cat.
I would like to play,
answered Alice.
You'll see me there,
said the Cheshire Cat. The Cheshire Cat disappeared. Then he came back and asked Alice,
Where's the baby?
It isn't a baby anymore. It's a pig,
said Alice. Alice waited for the cat, but he didn't come back, so she walked towards the March Hare's home.
I know hatters, but I'm curious to see a March Hare. Perhaps he isn't very mad,
thought Alice. Then she looked at the tree, and there was the Cheshire Cat again.
Is the baby a pig or a fig?
He asked.
A pig,
Alice answered. The Cheshire Cat was slowly disappearing. Ears, paws, tail, and at last the grin.
A grin without a cat. That's strange,
thought Alice. Alice walked in the wood, and there it was, the March Hare's home.
It's bigger than the Duchess's house,
she thought. Alice ate some bits of mushroom she had in her pockets. She grew bigger, and there she was, ready to make new friends.